Living the Vida Loca, Ricky Martin. As we like to do around here as well. 20 minutes past 11. And it's time to introduce you to one of my favourite people. Our international man of mystery. The man whose travel experience knows no bound. The man whose air miles are more impressive than most presidents and world leaders. A man who's been to more countries than Phileas Fogg. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the programme. It's our international man of mystery. It's Andy Mossack. How are you, Andy?
My goodness, what a build-up.
Yeah, I know. You've got to live up to a lot with that, mate, haven't you?
I put the tea in travel.
Nice.
How are you, Johnny? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Do you know what? I made the fatal error of watching this evening just before coming on air. Escape to the Sun. You know, that TV programme where they get people that have usually got about 30 grand to buy an apartment in Bella Medina or something like that. Yeah, I've been watching that. Just a lot of, obviously from about 3 years ago, just people in speedos and shorts walking around in the sunshine abroad. Oh, it seems like a lifetime
ago,
doesn't it?
Won't be long, matey. It won't be long. We're almost there.
Yeah, it's a funny old thing because I'm trying not to get excited. And that's not to say I'm not excited, but I'm just trying to temper it ever so slightly because I miss travel so much. Mm. But the only thing worse of not being able to travel is getting the excitement that, we might be going. Oh, no, now we can't. So just trying I'm trying to temper that level of excitement just a touch. But I bet you can hardly wait, can you?
Oh, I'm chomping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting very excited myself. Yeah, absolutely. So I can't wait.
When we spoke last time, you tentatively mentioned that you might have a trip planned. How's that preparation going? Is that still happening?
Yeah. Well, it was postponed. Yeah, till next March. So I think I'm going to do it. Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I'll be climbing over people to get these jabs.
Yeah.
Who knows? But hopefully it'll be great.
Yeah, so tonight then, as ever, where in the world was Andy Mossack? Quite a few people getting in touch. Here's your first clue. After James Marshall found gold here at Sutter's Mill in 1848, the world poured into this city and the 1849 gold rush began. That number 49 could have helped some people if you're a sports fan. And here's clue number two. In 1906, three quarters of the city was destroyed by a giant earthquake, but it recovered to be immortalised in the 60s, particularly 1967, by the hippie movement and the summer of love. So here we go from Anonymous. Was it America? I'm going to say yes, it was America. San Francisco, says Phil in Hull. I think Andy's in California. Maybe San Diego, says Jules in Scarborough. Bev in Sheffield. Is it San Francisco, Johnny? Beth in Boston. San Francisco, Johnny. Good show, by the way. Thank you. Don't try and butter my parsnips. That's not going to get you any extra points. And I think Andy was in San Francisco, says Jules in Scarborough. Chris on Twitter. Is it somewhere in California, Johnny? San Fran, I reckon. Andy Mossack, where in the world were you?
Yes, I was in San Francisco, the city by the bay, indeed.
Oh, wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff.
Yeah, well done.
I've never been, but out of all of my friends who have been, and my other half, actually, she insists that I'm crazy for not going because it's a fantastic place to take a holiday.
It is. It is one of my favourite cities in the US, no question. And it's one of those cities in the US, it's so famous, but you can walk it, you know, it's 49 square miles. And someone, I think it was Paul Kantner, actually, at Jefferson Airplane, he once said San Francisco is 49 square miles surrounded by reality, you know.
Oh, nice.
And he wasn't wrong because it's got everything. It's great. It's got it all. And if you're a nut about history, music history, like I am, you know, to be there in the summer of love at Haight-Ashbury, you know, when it was all going on, was terrific. So actually to go and see some real history is wonderful. But it's got everything else too. The Golden Gate Bridge, cable cars, Alcatraz. It's just a great city and you can walk around. It's so hilly though.
Yeah.
You'd need those cable cars. So because they're great. And when you get on the cable car, you've got to hang off the back of it, you know, like they do.
Got to do it properly. Can you still do that? Is it not like the London buses where they stopped you jumping on and off? Can you still actually do it that way?
Oh, that's good. You still do it, yeah, hang off it. It's a pretty cool place. Yeah, it's great.
Because of its hippie and musical history, is there still quite an alternative vibe there, or is it quite commercial? And obviously there's a lot of tourists, but have they managed to keep hold of that identity?
Oh, for sure, yeah, because it got, you know, some great architecture. It's like Victorian buildings. It's just whatever you saw. I don't know if you ever saw The Streets of San Francisco, which was a great TV series. I mean, it was, it's like living that, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember, you know, I've got some great memories of San Fran. And there is a very interesting thing about it, though, is because everybody thinks it's hot, which it is, because it's California, Northern California. But when you get down to Fisherman's Wharf and you get down to where the bridge is, the fog can come in at any minute, and it's freezing cold.
Ah.
So it's really funny because, you know, everyone always makes a mistake of just traveling around in T-shirts and shorts. And then they go down to the pier and go walking across the bridge, and suddenly this pea soup fog descends and it's freezing cold. So brilliantly, in Fisherman's Wharf, which is very, very touristy, all the Chinese merchants there have all got these fleeces which they're flogging for about $10 each, you know, and everyone can't take them quick enough.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course. Funny. And have you been down, it's Lombard Street, isn't it? The famous bendy street on the hill.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. It's fascinating, actually. You can walk it or you can drive it. Loads and loads of twisty bends. And I think, maybe Darren might know this, but, you know, Bullet was shot there. I think there was a scene in Bullet where the cars chased each other.
Yeah, I think there's Darren says famous. definitely yes.
Yeah, yeah, I thought so.
I had a picture of Bullet and Steve McQueen on my wall in university.
Yeah?
Actually, well, the 68 Mustang is my Shelby Mustang is my kind of dream car, and that's what Steve McQueen. I think it's a 68 Shelby Mustang that he drives in that. But it's in loads of films, isn't it? Because it's always the car chases, and then the cars jump. They get air. They actually get lift off when they go down those hills and over the bumps.
You can't. It's brilliant. It's actually not the steepest road. There is a couple of others, but, you know, it's the most famous because it's very pretty.
Yeah.
And there's another. I stayed in the Hotel Vertigo, actually, where Hitchcock's film Vertigo was shot. Yeah, yeah. The outside of it, all the outside sequences around the hotel, around the building, was Hotel Vertigo. So you can do that too, which was pretty cool.
Oh, I love the sound.
That was pretty cool.
I've heard, you mentioned this at the start, I've heard fantastic things about the Alcatraz tour as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Often when you go to places and you see or experience a bit of a touristy event like going to see Alcatraz, it can't or won't quite live up to the expectation because it's too touristy or it's not done properly. But from the people I've spoken to, they said it's a genuinely brilliant way to spend a day.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. And Al Capone was there, famously.
Yeah.
So he sells there. But it is. It's a very, very bleak place. You can walk around outside the prison too. And you get there from a ferry across Pier 43. And, it's a really good day out, providing the fog doesn't come down. But the other thing is you can see Alcatraz from everywhere there because, as I said, San Fran is quite high up. It's quite hilly. So it's got lots of fantastic views across the bay. But it's got one of the most authentic Chinatowns in the USA.
Is it? Right.
Yeah, because the Chinese came during the gold rush. They all came to start working and pickaxing and doing all that sort of stuff. So the Chinese had a huge immigration there. And so I think it's the biggest and the oldest in the US. So it's very, very authentic. I think it was where the fortune cookie was also invented.
Good knowledge. I'm not going to question
that.
I'm just going to believe you.
Go with it. Yeah.
The San Francisco 49ers are the famous American football team there.
Yeah.
Is that indeed. So they're named after the 49 because the year of the gold rush, are they? Not the fact it's 49 square miles, or is it just a coincidence?
Yeah, yeah. No, it is. It's the gold rush.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
And is there? I presume there's a fair old few tourist attractions to do with the gold rush as well, is there?
You can go actually to the man where he found it. It's about 20 minute, 30 minute drive outside of San Francisco is where the actual gold rush, the gold was found when he went Eureka, and you know, he got his bit of gold. And it's a little, it's still there. I mean, the little river where he did all his sanding or whatever they call it.
Panning.
Panning. Oh, yeah. You know, all the technical. Yeah, he was there. So you can go and see that, which is quite good. And go and visit the giant redwoods, which is Richard Nice. Yosemite's not far away. And Monterey and Carmel. But you've really got to do the sunset cruise around the bay, which is brilliant. Go whale watching, which is great. But Haight-Ashbury for me was my biggest memory because, you know, you've got a corner, which is Haight and Ashbury, two streets, and the corner, very famous sign, which is Haight-Ashbury. And that was where it was the sort of centre of hippiedom. You know, it was literally in the 60s, yeah. It was where it all happened.
Ashbury, and, I think it was called at the time, wasn't it?
Ashbury.
Because of those funny smelling cigarettes everybody used to smoke around that point.
Of course, yes, yes. In fact, I took a psychedelic bus tour, which you can take, which is kind of, you know, and on the side of it, it said, it's a real trip.
Excellent.
It was cool.
Well, I wondered whether you were going to add bus tour to the back of that, or I wondered if we were going in a different direction, you know, but what goes on in San Fran stays in San Fran. I love those alternative neighbourhoods. And whenever I end up going to a place like that, I always think, I want to move here. I want to just I want to just tune out and move here. And
it's still got that vibe, yeah. Every shop's kind of weird. And and you got Janis Joplin used to live there, Jefferson Airplane, The Doors, Hendrix. In fact, the Hell's Angels lived next door to where the Grateful Dead lived. And it was their HQ, can you believe? The Hell's Angels HQ. You used to ride motorbikes up the steps, up these Victorian kind of brownstones, you know, and roar through the hallway on their bikes. And that was brilliant. And the beat poets as well.
All the beatniks.
Like Jack Kiriak, Allen Ginsberg, and the City Lights bookstore, which where they all used to go and read and do all that kind of stuff, that's still there. So, yeah, lots to do. Lots to
Excellent.
Do.
What a fantastic sell. I'm desperate to go after talking to you.
You've got to do it because the final thing I've got to tell you, because that is where PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway, is. So you go to San Francisco and then you take a ride down the PCH, which is all the way along the Pacific Coast. Highway 1 goes up to Santa Monica and LA. And that's the dream drive. You've got to do it.
Sold. I'm there. I'm booking it. And I'm going to do it in the Steve McQueen bullet car as well.
Got to do it, yeah.
Going
to
do
Why
it in
not?
That. Going to do
Why
it in that.
Why not?
Andy, as ever, it's a joy to talk to you. Russ is back next week, so hopefully I'll catch you on the flip side, maybe. Whenever that may be.
You never know. Yeah, keep the seat warm. You've been keeping it. Doing
absolutely.
A good job, mate.
I've been doing my best, Stay safe. Right. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Cheers, Andy. Bye now.
Get your weekend sorted.